This is NPR.
Still no word on who won the presidential election in Zimbabwe, but current President Robert Mugabe has taken a big political hit. Election officials say his party has lost control of parliament to the opposition after elections last Saturday. The main opposition party does still insist, though, that its candidate has defeated Mugabe in the presidential poll. Here's NPR's Ophavia Quist-Arkton.
Official figures said President Robert Mugabe's party lost its parliamentary majority. Results of the crucial presidential vote have yet to be released, although the opposition has claimed outright victory. But most others, including Zimbabwe's Government Herald newspaper, say no one candidate got the 50% plus one votes necessary to win in the first round. That would force a showdown between Mugabe and his main political rival Morgan Tsvangirai. Whispers around Zimbabwe are that the politically weakened president may not want to face the possibility of another humiliating defeat in a runoff, the first ever for Mugabe. Others say Mugabe is a fighter and will go down fighting.
NPR's Ophavia Quist-Arkton reporting. Tensions are rising on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea is accusing South Korea of sending warships into its territorial waters. The North says the South is driving their relationship to confrontation and catastrophe, and it's warned it could take military actions against its neighbor. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak says he wants dialogue with North Korea, but says North Korea needs to come to the table with a sincere attitude. And China says it has detained more than 1,000 people for their part in the recent riots in Lhasa. Here's NPR's Louisa Lim from Shanghai.
Lhasa's Deputy Communist Party Secretary Wang Xiangming told the Tibet Commerce newspaper 800 people had been arrested. Another 280 have surrendered to the authorities for their part in the violent ethnic riots that erupted in Lhasa 2 weeks ago. Their trials will be held by May the 1st. That's also the date that Lhasa will be reopened to tourists. Another official newspaper reported that ideological education would be increased to vilify the Dalai Lama, who Beijing holds responsible for the protests. He's denied the accusations. Meanwhile, the length of the Olympic torch relay through New Delhi in 2 weeks' time has been drastically shortened. This after fears it would attract protests from Tibetan exiles living in India.
NPR's Louisa Lim. And closer to home, a bipartisan Senate bill designed to ease the slumping housing market won mixed reviews yesterday. The plan is sponsored by Senate Banking Committee Chair Chris Dodd. It contains $4 billion in grants to local governments to buy and refurbish foreclosed homes. It also gives new authority for states to issue bonds to help refinance subprime mortgages and also a temporary tax credit for people buying new homes or properties in foreclosure. But yesterday, White House spokesman Tony Fratto expressed doubt, saying some provisions in the bill could actually do more harm than good. Senator Dodd said the bill isn't perfect, but he said it's a, quote, step in the right direction. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.